you can't change it, can you? That's what I do. Every time I get alone, God begins to show me what we should be doing. Crucifying the flesh. And I said, but Lord, we can't do it. And the one reason why we can't do it is because we're not willing.
Right, right.
See how long it takes you to get that little thing through you? We're not willing. Jesus had to get willing.
Yes.
If you know the story now, now you're going to sit there and look at me again? Yeah. You had to get willing.
Yes, sir.
You had to get willing to suffer.
Yes, sir.
Doesn't it disturb you that you have no perception when I start talking what I'm talking about? Yeah. The Gethsemane experience.
Yes,
sir. When he was pleading with his disciples.
Yes.
Watch me.
Yes.
I'm going to show you what you're going to have to go through.
Yes.
I'm going to show you how to submit your will to where you can say, I delight to do thy will. Oh, I thought it was a great thing when God informed me I was a prophet. Yes, sir, boy. And then the last day prophet, whoopee. That will show you. How do you show me? Why, in the book.
In the book. Hallelujah.
It's written.
It's written.
Now, I've already preached 2 hours to you. And it seems like it's none effect.
Oh, Jesus.
What's in the way? Our will. Do you want to hear it again? When in the days of his flesh. Here's our example now. He became our example. When in the days of his flesh. With. Lord, help me! I guess the waves aren't overflowing you too much. You're not walking on the water. And when the day of Pentecost, they were all, not some, but not all that was on the Mount of Ascension. Amazing me. How many times in this place, on this broadcast, have I told you what took place on the Mount of Ascension? On the Mount of Ascension, before he ascended up in heaven. Now, we're just before he descends. So, the pattern is, as he went up, so he's coming down. He's the pattern. As he started, so will he finish. As he began, so will he end. And he who hath begun a good work in you shall perform it to the day of Jesus Christ. How's your performance? How did he perform it? Why, in you. Who are the performers?
Yes.
Until you understand why I do that, you'll never understand what I'm doing. Because that's the way you look. Old Peter said, look on us. Scripture says, look on the Jesus. Let's see how you look. Look to Jesus now and live.
Hallelujah.
I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk this narrow way to the Comforter.
Yes.
He abides.
Yes.
He abides. Hallelujah. He abides. Abide with me. For with all the knowledge we have, with all the years of songs and testimonies, you would think we'd know. And with all the experiences you had in the beginning to prepare you for the end, you would think you'd know. But my people, I do not know. Why? Because they do not consider.
Glory, glory. Thank you, Father.
Aren't you preached out yet, Brother Stair? Not really. My cup is full. And running over. Since the Lord saved me, and since now that I know what I am, I'm saved, I'm as happy as can be. Come and go with me to my Father's house.
Glory God. Hallelujah.
I was so blessed because I drove around the front. Sister Rose and I were driving, coming over here. Well, she likes to stay close to me because she's seen me fall.
Yes.
And she still believes that she holds me. Well, she does. Yeah. I wonder what happened to her. Probably had to go to the bathroom, I guess, or fix her hair maybe, because I was moving pretty quick and didn't give her a chance to mess up that long hair. And after all these sisters got long hair, well, I feel like cutting it off. Thank God. The world, they cut it.
Yes.
You know, just trim it. They're not going to do it. All I do is just switch from one subject to another, and I lose them. Be not drunk with wine, but be drunk with the Spirit. These are men that are not drunk as you suppose. They look like they're drunk. They act like they're drunk. We're so full of the knowledge of God, we just don't. Now, I've given you 10 minutes to do something about the way you're doing it. I even told you before you come not to come here. But you're going to come. I'm going to show him. Well, show me. Show me. I walked out of the trailer one day with an old man who drove up from way up in Vancouver. There was nobody around except me. When I started here, only one with Teresa, and nobody, Margaret wasn't working with me. So I told Brother Wilder, he's the whole show. This guy will show you every aspect of this Christian life. Heartaches, victories, I'll show it to you. What you're going through, I've been there. Rejected, accepted. Despised and loved. Received and refused. I've been there. I was in Little Rock, Arkansas. That's where I first met Brother Wilder. When I got done preaching that particular day, three men walked up to me, very sober. We need to talk to you. Okay. So we went to a private place, and they started with this nice little phrase. Now, God's really using you. We see the hand of God in you. Mm-hmm. But you're too haughty.
Oh, Jesus.
So we're going to show you how to... See, and you can say to those kind of people, you don't rebuke an elder. rebuke, not an elder.
Amen.
A man wrote me the other day, said, don't he? Said, tell that Brother Steve up there who calls in here to try to rebuke me. Quote him that scripture.
Amen.
Why don't you quote it?
Amen.
Come on, go on with it. How's that read?
Elder, but entreat him as a father and the younger men as brother.
You don't rebuke God, man.
No.
You don't rebuke God.
No.
No, you don't.
No.
You don't talk back to him.
No.
Amen. Like Peter did. Not so, Lord.
Amen.
You're stubborn. Not so, prophet.
Oh, yeah.
You're this. Not so. Oh, there you are. I'm glad you didn't fall in. Without a vision,
oh, yes,
the people perish.
Amen.
When you cannot see afar off, as you've been drawn nigh in a prototype. I didn't know it meant, I thought that meant something really highly spiritual. You know, put me on another thing up here and I could walk around holy. Heady. High-minded. Now before God can fill you today with the Holy Ghost, he got to do a lot of emptying out. Because you're full of too many other things. Now if you was ever around with me when I preach a sermon, why I speak with tongues? Because tongues is a Pentecostal experience. Tongues is a sign that you're filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Tongues.
Yes.
I was preaching in Alabama and I got the message on tape.
Hallelujah.
An old Baptist brother who helped me so much.
Bless you, Jesus.
He liked everything I'd done except he couldn't understand why I was. Boy, you must have a special feeling right now. No, I'm getting a special feeling.
Hallelujah.
I done emptied myself out almost this morning in that dining hall dealing with you hard heads. No matter how many different stories I tell you, I told you before and I told you for a reason. How do you like this one?
Huh.
You want to tell it? Eastern Pennsylvania, where David Wilkerson used to pastor. I don't know that. You know, I tell you a lot of things you don't know.
Amen.
So why do you think I tell them?
So
you would know.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Jesus came down and started to tell us the will of the Father.
Yes.
So we know.
So we would know.
Yes.
Amen.
So why don't you know? Because you're willing to ignore it. You don't want to know. Oh, Gino. Oh, boy. He's had that look in his face so long. Every time I look at him, I go. Now, Gino loves me. I believe that. But not near as much as I love him. Oh, God loves you. You love God. But not near as much as he loves you. Oh, how he loves
you.
Look how he's loving us today. Give me one reason why I shouldn't tell them all.
Yes, Lord.
You love him. That's the reason why.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Glory.
Glory.
Christian, this haughty, arrogant, proud. I'm rich.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to
God. God wants you to be rich.
Amen.
Rich in grace.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Rich in truth.
Yes.
Riches that you don't even hardly know about.
Right.
Wow, how rich we are.
Yes.
Oh. My Father shall supply all of your needs according to his riches. I was just a young fella, but I told you I got filled.
Yes.
After that initial feeling, I would hardly go anywhere without talking in tongues.
Amen.
When I got to talking to people and I could sense they weren't grasping what I was saying, I just talk in tongues.
Amen.
Couldn't confuse them anymore.
Amen.
Yeah. See, and you said, well, you can't do it. I said, no, that's the only way you can do it. I would that you would all. I didn't say, do you feel like it?
Right.
I didn't say, do you know how to do it?
No.
You just start doing it. And they all began. And they all began. Have you received the Holy Ghost? What were you immersed in?
Right.
What covered you? What strengthened you?
Amen.
Why, John's baptism.
Yes.
Why, John said you'd be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Yes. Said, I indeed baptize you in water unto repent. Right. But then if you repent, you'll be baptized with the Spirit.
Yes.
And when he is come, he will lead and guide you into all truth.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
I feel the Spirit moving. That's all right. I feel the Spirit moving, and he ain't no moving. The move is on, my Lord.
Yes, it is.
Sister Burgess, you feel the Spirit moving?
Yes, Lord.
She's almost as big as you.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I saw you last night, Red Rundle, Sister Burgess.
Glory.
Yeah.
Yes.
You and her have rapport.
Hallelujah. Glory.
She's a big black woman and you're a big black woman.
Yes, Lord.
She's showing you how to enjoy.
Hallelujah.
No, she ain't doing that. No, she's not patty caking. She get beside herself, out of herself, and into Christ.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
You asked for this, you know.
Yes,
you run out there, old Bertha was around. When they were getting ready to put me in jail. And you said, this is it, Brother Stan. I never.
Yes.
Boy, did you yell at me.
Keep the baby, go ahead.
This is it, Brother Stan.
Yes.
This is what we're waiting on.
Yes.
This is what we're looking for.
Hallelujah. Glory, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Jesus.
Unto them to look for him.
Yes.
Where are you going to find him? He's your brother and sister.
Right.
There he is.
Yeah.
You know why?
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah. Where?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I sit all morning as I'm here, that I'll sit down.
Yes. Glory God.
I die almost every minute now. I'm killed all the day long. You ain't got no right to use those terms.
Hallelujah.
Oh, when the Spirit of God would fill this place.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I tell you, on the day of Pentecost, nobody went out to the bathroom. 10 days.
Hallelujah.
They waited.
Yes,
but they weren't sure when he was going to show up.
Right.
So they can't take the risk
right.
of going to potty.
Amen.
Right.
You see, you folks still don't believe when I tell you how the Spirit of God was so heavy in Cincinnati, Ohio, anointing so powerful on this old vessel, 11 hours straight preaching.
My Lord.
I preach more than that now. I preach all the time.
Yes.
You don't believe me, do you? That anointing was so great.
Praise God.
That not one person, not one, all kind of physical bodies, but that Holy Ghost that was on me that day, 11 straight hours.
Yes.
I don't believe you. You don't think I can preach that long?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
How many hours have I preached in the last couple of days? And then when I get over, I get tired. I'm trying to tell you, last night after that great service, I tried to get back to my house. They left the cart for me. So I rode back to the house, and I went to plug the cart. Just plug the cart into the charger. And I was so weak. I found myself falling, stumbling, and finally I said, can I get a strong young brother to help me? God bless you, brother. Strong young brother.
Thank you, Father.
Strong in faith. Strong in love.
Hallelujah.
Strong in resolve.
Glory.
Strong in purpose.
Hallelujah.
Strong in intent.
Thank you, Lord.
Strong in the Lord.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
So I speak unto the young man. See, now what helped me was, and that kind of embarrassing, a big man like, and I could not push that plug into that charger. The ropes can do it.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
See, my fingers are not as nimble as they were. I have a hard time tying shoes. They will tell you what. The aftermath of a heart attack, your coordination doesn't work. You can't button your buttons. Now, I can tell when I'm doing pretty good when I can button the button, see? But sometimes I can't. And I'll just fumble and fumble and fumble. Because these old fingers, they're getting their orders from the brain. And the brain is being under attack. Because that's where your will is. It works in your mind. Now, if you mind to do his will,
yes.
Or if you will to do his mind,
yes.
So I got to stand right there, just humble myself down, trying to put my buttons on. And I just can't button them. What you looking at me like that for? She's putting my button for me. Now, she tried to button my mouth. And that I won't let her do. I keep quiet for a while because I don't want to say too much. Because you ever get easily offended? How about you? You ever get offended at me? Easy too, huh? Do I offend you or not? How to shout?
No.
What?
Hallelujah! Glory! Glory!
Did that offend you because I put her on this plane? They can look like a fool. You look just like a fool.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
was the first person that God used to remind me that there was a prophet.
Amen.
And boy, we've been through different things.
Yeah.
With your husband?
Yes. Yeah.
With your children?
Yes. Yeah.
With your daughter?
Amen.
Hmm? But the prophet. The prophet's here so you can profit.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I tried my best to give you an opportunity to talk yesterday, and you acted like you was on a 10 buck too. I'll tell you what I got. Let me see if I got it. He's probably back there now writing me another message. What I wanted to do was do this. Well, it won't be long.
Hallelujah.
It won't be long. It won't be long now.
Right. Hallelujah.
I want you to understand how
close
this is.
He sent me three messages on there. I still got them. And he's always mentioned to the church, you.
Glory God.
And indirectly, Brother Sterry, you don't know who I am? Yeah, I know who he is. So he's got to keep reminding himself who he is. He's not the sign. He's not the sign. But he's here to bear witness to the sign.
Amen.
And he's sitting right there in front of me. Helped him get rid of his daughter, his nephew, the old lady, got Madden, living for a long time. What was her name? Oh, you forgot. Yeah, it's not hard to forget Carol. Who wants to remember? Anybody know why? I told him to get her out, and so I told him it wasn't long she was gone. Because he wants to complain to me about Jackie. I don't complain about him. For 10 years, I told him what it was doing was wrong, and we're still trying to correct a lot of that wrong.
Glory. Glory, God.
You won't come back. You won't be restored. You got to do some correcting.
Amen.
Or be corrected.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father.
God's people don't want correction.
No.
Jesus had to be corrected. Oh, you shouldn't say that about Jesus. I wish you could hear his voice. Simon, Matthew, Mark, Bartholomew, y'all asleep?
Hallelujah. Glory God.
You can't watch me like that. Stay awake. What did I just say? Something about, see? You didn't hear what I said. You know why? Goes to sleep. Even you knew that he was asleep.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
So when I walked over, you nudged him a little bit, try to wake him up.
Yes, sir.
Oh, brother driver. Too bad I got to drive you so much, but awake, thou that sleepest, and Christ will give you life.
Yes.
I believe that's worth waking up for.
Yeah.
Awake to righteousness.
Amen.
Glory.
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 Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Worship God in righteousness.
Yes.
Not your own righteousness. Sister Burgess, you've been Sister Burgess ever since I've known you. Yeah. That's why I call my attention to you. You know what? If I was coming to this tabernacle, because every time I come, I turn on the radio and I listen, and I want to hear something.
Oh, oh Lord. Oh, Lord.
Man, you're crazy, Prophet, the way you keep talking. Yeah, I sure am. Much learning hath made me mad. And the more I learn about you, the madder I get.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Glory.
Thank you, Lord. Father. Glory. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you.
That I tell you experiences.
Thank you.
Remember the one under the tent up outside of Harrisburg? Just told her a few days ago.
Thank you, Lord.
I pulled up to the tent. I never had many people. Will you understand that?
Yes.
I drove around the front to make sure I didn't have too many.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I was looking for some that said they were going to be here, but I see they're not here. Of course, they might walk in the back door and say, out here now. And I'm going to say, you're too late. Get out of here. Because God don't want us to know in part anymore.
Hallelujah.
We knew a lot of things about God in part.
Yes.
But now he wants us to know the fullness. Now, who understands that?
Yes.
Huh? I want my house full. Well, you're his house. And he wants you full of the Holy Ghost. He wants you full of truth. He wants you full of love.
Oh, Jesus.
I thought that meant full of people. No, full. Full of God. That you might be filled. 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 Full. 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 I preach like that. I said, where did I get that from? These things that come out of my mouth, I get amazed at. They're full. So I want my house full. Whose house you are? He wants you full. The only way you're going to get filled with the Holy Ghost is to receive it. Receive it, the Holy Ghost. And done the time. Don't ask God to fill you with the Holy Ghost. He's already poured it out. Now you receive it. I remember one time that we were having a service in the tent.
Thank you.
And a guy came here. Cheryl might help me out with his name. He went all over. Timothy might know him too. Came from down in the center part of Georgia. Sure, you want to take a shot at it? Who? No, he came up here from another place, from Atlanta, where he was part of a supposedly community. And I knew about that community. It was a small one, but the man over it was a good man. Neil is his name.
Thank you.
Yeah, if I could just got that guy to Neil. Oh, you people are something. Your ability to receive is so in part by your lack of willingness to receive. If you be willing and obedient, you'll receive a mighty infilling of the Holy Ghost. Well, I didn't perceive it like this. Boy, wouldn't it be something if all of a sudden I find you folk running down the road as you're like a bunch of drunk people? And then when it got noise abroad, when the Holy Ghost comes, He breaks all restraints.
Amen.
He sets you free.
Yes.
He gives you liberty.
Yes.
So stand fast in the liberty. Liberty. No binds. Nothing holding you back. Free. Brother James?
Every man speak like this.
Brother James?
Okay. Jesus.
I don't think they heard you.
Never a man speak
never?
Like this man.
Never?
Never.
There's a brother from Paul. Called it a day. Paul from Uptown lost both his legs now. Then Paul missed it many years ago. So by the urging of the Holy Spirit, I got him across the border, got him all the way down to somewhere around Milwaukee, then he went back. And I promise you, if I get that phone number, he'd probably call right now. So when I got back to the house, because I didn't get the phone, he forgot the number. He said, if I remember the number that I called you, there. If some of you folks could just remember. Oh, there am I. Who is you? Hello? Yeah, why are you calling this number?
Mailing out the envelopes and standing together. These men and women every day when they leave their home, the bags they wear. I'm here to make sure that we can get that out to you. The max something. Anything that you can send back is greatly appreciated, okay?
I did this several times before and nobody ever responded after I sent it. Lord bless you. They want me to join the defense. You know, policemen. But I've done it before. I got calendars hanging there. Where I send them money. I'm not joining anything.
Amen.
I'm not joining the Democratic Party.
That's right.
The Libertarians.
Right. None of that.
The Black Coalition.
Amen.
The rioters.
Amen.
I'm not joining the government.
Amen.
And I'm not going to be joined to you if you keep on going around in your fleshly desires. Why do I want to join you? And it's just amazing when I say things. Because I talked to my sister back there this morning. I said, Solomon had many wives. The wisest man. I wonder what he was looking for. He looked for a wife.
Yeah.
Then when the Queen of Sheba came up,
wow.
I found one.
Because
he courted her a whole lot different than anybody else.
Yeah.
Come on. Are you going to catch up yet, Rob? There's several things that really troubled me in that last hour. Things that God had me speak. One of them was, I will save my people. Now, I believe I have fully declared that. You are saved by His grace. And if you know that, you're saved. Not by any works.
No.
All your good deeds.
Right.
All your money.
Yes.
Not by anything.
Yeah.
But by His sovereign grace.
Yes. Yes.
That is how God's people will know they're saved.
Yes.
I believe I've done a good job on that one.
Yes.
That's how I know I'm saved.
Yes.
For God's grace
yes.
is sufficient
yes.
to save me.
Yes. You wretched soul.
Yes.
Thank God for grace. Where do you live at?
Grace?
You live in grace?
Grace.
What a gracious pastor you have. He's a gracious one.
Hallelujah.
I even tell you about him. Because when I had that confession here, I called in all, every one of them. I called them right here. He came. Get out! You're pulling it on me again! I'd like to hear that. No, you've already heard it.
Hallelujah! Glory! Yes, Lord.
It was during that little go-around that all at once Pastor Roberts jumped up. Watch me, I'll show you what he's done. Watch me. Anybody here beside me? Because these brothers were starting to accept me, and he was not going to do it. And here's what he done. I'll never let this happen again. Who does that sign? What? You would say that was a gorilla sign, would you? Strong, boy. I'm strong. Come on, stop slapping your chest, you wise guys.
Yes.
You know, I never named any of those communities. They named them. Straightway. Grace.
Amen.
You named that? Pastor Rice.
Right, right.
He was reveling in the grace of God.
Right.
It was God's grace that called him back from... For one particular reason, the man was faithful to the Spirit of God.
Amen.
And even to this day,
yes.
He gets over, he learned so much from me.
Yes.
He'd sit there and cry.
Yes.
Especially when it comes down to sin, and I talk about big sinners,
right.
And he remembers.
Yes.
How about the grace of God? Son, he said, but for the grace of God, that would be me.
Yeah.
But for the grace of God, that would be you out there in the world. But for God's grace, 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 grace. Oh, magnify the grace, grace, grace. Because where grace abounds, grace abounds, grace, grace, grace. I know it's right.
Yes, right, right. Thank you, Lord.
Straightway. I sent Pastor Rice there.
Yes.
He sold his home. His wife and children wouldn't come with him, but he came. And he was very faithful there.
Amen.
And one day, that young snot nose, he said, somebody's trying to rule over me because Pastor was giving some counsel. And I pulled him out real quick. I'm going to let him stay with that young snot nose.
All right.
Rising above that elder brother.
Amen.
Are you folk going to persist on angering me this morning?
Hallelujah.
So full of your iniquity, no room to get filled with the Holy Ghost. So filled with your eye, no room for the eye.
My Lord, oh God.
Now you need to learn to use the eye.
Because
the eye is very important.
Yes.
This one and this one. I give you the proper use, but you can only use it if it's proper.
Amen.
I am crucified. You do? You live?
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, dry bones.
Yes.
I gotta get you out of that rut. Hallelujah. Oh boy. No, I haven't even given out the number. Hello? You go fly a kite, Rufus. Hey, Rufus. You go fly a kite. Hey, Rufus! The life that you chose, boy, is dead end. You were told to choose life, and you chose death.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
Stop it! What are you going to choose this day?
Amen.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Yeah. Brother Rufus, he called me 4 or 5 times a day now. You know, a lot of them guys, they won't call too much because they know what I'm going to do with them. See, I'm going to cut this guy off. See, when God hangs up on you, he hangs up.
Whoa.
Don't you know God has a hang up?
Yes.
And the same old reply to him, to you, you should have hearkened to me.
Thank you, Father.
Here they are again. We don't have to listen to you, then don't. And I'm not going to listen to you. Don't come to me and offer your complaints. I ain't going to listen to you. Wow. Look how they receive that. Look at that. That's too quiet.
My Lord.
Yeah, my Lord. My Lord and my God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Paul said, I'm a fool for Christ. Yeah, you ain't get like a fool.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God.
Glory.
How about me? Don't I act like a fool? Huh? Especially when I say you foolish Galatians. Brother, this is Pentecost. We want to get filled with the Holy Ghost. Well, be filled. See, that fellow they're calling, he's not filled with the Holy Ghost. He's filled with iniquity. Because that be one of your problem? No room for the Holy Ghost because you're full of iniquity? And like I told you, if you ever heard me preach a message on why I speak with tongues, I come up here and I take a piece of glass and I stuff it full of trash. And I try to get it filled with water. But there's no room to get filled with water. Because it's already filled with trash. So I got to empty all the trash out. And it's amazing how you folks don't know what I'm talking about. A lot of you folks, you're just full of trash. You ought to trash it. The trash won't preserve you. The Spirit of God will. Iniquity won't preserve you. You don't want to die with iniquity. It's not the will of God for you to be overcome by iniquity. So God's going, he's going to trash it. Aren't you glad? Aren't you tired of you? You? Huh? Well, you can change that around, you know. It's a... Yeah, instead of saying it's you, you can say, come on, Shorty. I don't hear you.
It's me.
No.
Yes.
My brother's dead. I lost my wife. No, you didn't.
No.
I lost my children. No, you didn't.
Hallelujah.
As long as you keep your Savior,
yes,
you ain't lost nothing.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because Jesus said, I'll be your wife.
Yes.
I'll be your children.
Yes.
I'll be your husband.
Right.
I'll be your brother. this old flesh, I'll be so glad when I can lay this thing down.
Yes.
You know, I know you folk don't like the way I respond. Like Rufus, or like Omar, or like I did the other one. God bless. Lying dog. I sure don't want his blessing. Not his God. Now you're trying to figure out. You don't, it didn't hurt. I just cringe when I hear their voices. I cringe when I hear Chris standing up and say, "Where's my God? Am I right here? Right here. I saw him do it. Damn it, nobody here but me." False witnesses. Well, he's a prophet, but they were false witnesses. Who's going to believe their witness now? Liars. Oh, you're the man of God. Pow. Who's going to believe you?
My Lord.
Oh, you're Lord God. And then you reply against him? Who's going to believe you?
My Lord.
Who's going to believe that the Lord is God?
That's right.
When you keep finding fault with God.
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. Glory to God. My Lord.
Yeah, Burgess.
Yes.
You stood right in this pulpit.
Amen.
And you said, "I find no fault."
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Well, he wasn't talking about you. Why? Talking about you? We don't find fault with that, do we?
No.
Why? Because Christ is in us.
Yes.
We don't find, you find fault with that?
No.
But you do, don't you?
See.
Don't you?
Oh, God.
Don't you?
Truth, Lord. Truth, Lord.
I find no fault in man. Where is he? Where is the man? Well, where is he? Wow! You've been lying? Where is he? Are you? Is he really here? He's in my heart. He's in my mind. He's in my body. He's in my spirit. I serve a risen Savior. He's in my heart today. I know that he is living. And they were all filled.
Hallelujah.
What about half of you right now? Yeah, that's still sitting back. I said years ago many times, we have too many spectators. We need participators.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Glory God.
You know, spectators?
Yes, Lord.
People don't like when I chuckle at that, but that was so beautiful. That old drunk staggered into that meeting, and we were praying for folks to get filled with the Holy Ghost, and he got filled with the Holy Ghost. So we capitalized on it. Said, "How do you feel, brother?" He never felt so goddamn good in all my life. He just took the language he was used to and turned it into a praise.
Hallelujah.
You really don't want to hear God say, "Damn you," do you?
No.
if you don't straighten up, if you don't repent. And he's going to say, damn you. Oh, I'll give you another term, depart from me. That's not damn you. And now he's covered both aspects of our life with that one little story. First one, I don't know you. Lord, let me in. No, stop knocking on my door. I don't know you. Get away from my door. Look, you get away from my door because I never. Now, we have all been told they knew us before we were born. So when you come looking for something that you're not supposed to be looking for, he says, I don't know you. You don't know what you're doing. But you keep on persistent. He says, I'll tell you what, I never knew you. You better straighten up. You better somehow find a way to come to that door and knock. Because you know that if you don't come right, he's not gonna open the door. He's not going to do it. And if you do perchance get the door open and you get in, and he comes to check you out. Trying the spirits. How'd you get in here? How'd you get in here? Do you know how many people I refused to let them come? And yet I was preparing for you to come? How'd you get in here? Huh? Oh, yeah? Who let you through the door? That's right. Come on, humble yourself down. You hear me? Because I let you come. Kind of worn out, back hurting again? I will heal my people. I don't know of a person in this place that doesn't need healing. Why, she brings her special, and she looks at me and says, well, you know me, I know you. And they put me in jail. They could give less concern about my comfort. Fix your bed. You get one blanket. Clean your toilet. They ruled over me.
Amen. Yes.
They ruled over me. Yes. They said, he's a model prisoner. Well, I'm a prisoner of the Lord. Yes. And I'm a model prisoner. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory. Yes. He got me captive.
Yes. Lord.
Oh,
Lord.
Oh, come on. You can do better than that. Forth wailing.
Yes.
You know what they do at the wailing wall? They pray.
Yes.
And one prayer next year in Jerusalem.
Yes.
Why are you responding like that? That's what they do at the wailing wall.
Yes.
Put a little note in the wall. Next year.
Yes.
Next year.
Right.
Well, we got where it's the next year now. He's not coming this year. Could be next year. Now, will you take me on my Jackie? Next year.
My Lord.
Them Jews have had hopes, and many of them died with the next year. And one of these days, I hope to say this is the year. This time your king is really coming, riding on the back of a jackass. Oh, boy. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, I'm trying my best to get you folk to receive the Holy Ghost. You know why? Because he's here. And when he has come,
yes,
he will lead,
yes,
and guide,
yes,
into all truth. And then you'll know the truth about you, about the devil, about God, about events, and it'll set you free. Our country's in turmoil. Did you see the list of cities?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
God. Hallelujah.
Amen, brother.
What's he talking about?
Fire. Fire.
Fire. Oh, my loving brother.
Yes. Fire.
Don't you want to know the heart of God for this time? Because I'm talking very, and you folk act like it's just a mystery to you. I want to show you a mystery. Because we should all act like this. We're going to be changed. So you better start getting ready for a change. Wow. I looked at that list of cities today. Charlotte,
yes.
Columbia,
yes.
Charleston,
yes.
Savannah,
yes.
And they all seem to have legitimate claims. They don't like the law. They want to be lawless. And the law don't like the law. The law don't like the law to limit them, to direct them. So now four guys are being charged with murder. Of course, they're depending on the law. To give him a reprieve. I got news for you. For a policeman being charged like those guys are, you can't put them in prison.
Amen.
They won't. That's a death sentence.
Right.
So they're going to find a way under the law.
Amen.
And here in the land of Goshen, the only law we have is the law of love.
Yes.
And we have such a hard time keeping that one.
Glory.
Look at this. You don't even know what I'm talking about, do you? No greater love than this now. That you lay down your life for your brothers. Hello, brothers. Hello, sisters. Hello. Lord, I'm willing to go all the way.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
And he sent his word and healed him. The word of Jesus. So Christ is in you. So, speak his words.
Yes.
By his grace, I'm saved.
Yes.
By his stripes, I'm healed.
Yes.
By his resurrection, I have life.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
By the promise of his coming, I live.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Boy, oh boy. How can anybody lead you any clearer than that? I'm not going to act like that. I'm going to be dignified.
Glory God.
And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, it took them 10 days, but they got all in one place.
Amen.
Can you picture them sitting there for 10 days? Everyone had their own opinion.
Yes.
They had to sit there for 10 days until they got one accord.
Yes.
What are we doing here? He told us to come here and tarry until.
Glory.
So tarry with me.
Amen.
You folks don't respond to this at all. I can't believe you. I say things and you don't respond to this.
Amen.
Why are we here? Why are we tarrying?
Yes.
Going to lay down my burden.
Hallelujah.
when the battle's over,
we shall win.
No more war.
We shall win.
Song from China by Mama Kwan. We must fight. Song about we gotta fight. Boy, did she fight.
Yes.
Stuck in a Chinese prison, old lady, for life. And she found a way to be free in the prison. Ain't no sense telling them, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Anybody know what she done? I told you what she done. Start cleaning up her own cell, it was all full. Then the next one cell. Then the next one. And the guard took note to her. So she cleaned up the whole prison area. Then she said, can I clean up the whole prison? I ain't going nowhere. I'll just become a clean-up lady. She had a chance to go through the whole Chinese prison complex cleaning it up. And while she was cleaning it up, let's talk about Jesus.
The King of Kings is He, the Lord of Lords is He.
Sort of like Cory Ten Boom. Turns her suffering into blessing. Her sorrow into joy. They couldn't keep me here if it wasn't God's will. And once they'd done that, and it wasn't God's will, they couldn't keep her no longer. Oh, Mama Kram. K-R-A-M, I think her name is. I didn't know that. We got the message here. They should be in our computer, our cassette catalog. We heard about her and we was over there. The Chinese government just set her free because she was not going to stop doing what she was doing. Clean up this, clean up that, clean up this. Use that for an opportunity to talk about Jesus, who will clean you up.
Hallelujah.
How many folks can use a cleanup?
Yes.
How many can use a dressing down?
Yes.
How many can use having your nakedness exposed so He can cover you? Thou knowest not that you're naked.
Amen.
Why are you telling you? Because I can call you. I will save my people.
Thank you, God.
So they know they're saved.
Hallelujah.
And the only way you will know if you're saved is you're saved by grace.
Hallelujah.
If you know that,
amen,
then you know you're saved. Mama Kwan wasn't saved because she cleaned the house. She was saved because she had a dispensation of grace. Well, if you can't see grace in operation around here, you can live on these grounds and you don't see the sufficiency of God's grace. Stubborn, rebellious, full of anger, animosity, prejudice, iniquity, and yet God's grace is upon you. Grace. See, if the little community out there gets sold, we've got to bring all them grace people.
Yes.
I hope they got grace.
Glory.
It's going to take a lot of grace to live with you, boy. And you know it's going to take a whole lot more grace for you to live with me. It takes a whole lot of grace for you to live with God. Come on. He's an angry God. He's a just God.
Yes.
Is a chastising God?
Oh, yes, he is.
Can you deal with his anger? Sinners in the hands of an angry God. That's what we is. We're sinners. In the hands of an angry God. Have you received the Holy Ghost? I told you some time ago when we were doing the videos. Some man way out there, I still don't know who that man was. But he was watching all of you. Maybe some of you weren't here. I don't know. But we used to video the two smart lights. He's gone now. I did keep one of the cameras. Hey, Rob, do we know where that camera is? I thought I hit it. And we kept one of the cameras. We had two of them sitting here. A couple up there.
Yes.
And we'd go live.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Thank God we were alive.
Hallelujah.
But that life brought death.
Yes.
Social media.
Glory.
We got you now. We got you on the social media. We actually saw you handle that girl's breast. Look at that. All I do is mention it. And you, it's like you didn't hear a word I said. Social media. Boy, this is tearing up our country. Twitter. Which one? Come on, you know some of them. Facebook. They get so mad at me because I get invitations all day long. Will you join my Facebook? Hey, will y'all join my Facebook? Now they betray each other. Twitter. Mr. Trump now is trying to shut down Twitter. Because a lot of the twists that he makes have been used against him. Instead, he intended for them to use for him. But he twitters. How about you? Are you all twittering? But I thought, I'd like to know why y'all get so quiet when I say something that's so obvious. You're not a part of it, are you? Well, a lot of our trouble comes from people up there on their Twitters. He said this, sir. He said that.
My Lord.
Don't mention this. Don't mention that. There we are. See the response?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Brother Dennis, what was that word that got me so infuriated that day? Discretion. Because he thought the way I expose everything and talk about it, to give my enemies an opportunity to use it against me. He felt like it'd be better if I didn't mention it, if I didn't talk about it. It'd be more discretionary. And I keep telling you, I do things deliberately, purposely. I'll ask questions, I'll bring up something. I'll do it on purpose. And of course, they use it against me. Have you ever used anything I said against me? Maybe I'll use more discretion. Well, I didn't intend to. I didn't intend to be used against you. Yeah, well, you mess around Twitter and Facebook and social media. They'll use what you're doing against you. As I sat down at Waldorf Jail, Homeland Security sat there, and the detective sat there, opened up the book, told me what I was charged with. He said, now, you have an option. You keep silent. Don't you know that's what the world's telling me right now? You'll save yourself a lot of trouble if you just keep silent. Come on now. How many of you folk have been trying to keep me silent?
Not
all right. Here we are again. And here's what the man said to me. He said, we'd like to talk with you about these charges. He said, now, you have a right. Do you have a right to keep silent? Or you can authorize us to talk with you, and that anything you say, anything, it will not be used for you. It will be used against you. Now, you damn folks sitting there again with that look on your face, that's exactly what they read, you're right.
Yes, brother.
You have a right to keep silent. Because anything you say is going to be used not for you, against you. Any testimony we give is going to be used against us. Sister Burgess, is a prophet in South Carolina. You testify?
Amen.
How many folk have used that against you?
Amen.
Amen.
At one time they believed you. Now your testimony is invalid. To them. But not to you. Hey! The old Baptist fellow said to me, I keep coming to your church services. They're all through the service. You end up talking in tongues. Why do you do that? So I preached a sermon on why I speak with tongues. One of the things I say is because Jesus did. Nobody tells you that. Nobody tells you that Jesus spoke with tongues. And he was our example.
Right.
He spoke in tongues on the cross.
Amen.
He spoke in tongues with a little girl who was dead. He spoke in tongues to a man who was deaf. When you speak with tongues, it must be interpreted. Not translated. Interpreted. There is a gift called interpretation. Not translation. You can learn that in any college. But interpretation, you can only learn that from the Spirit of God. Wow! Wow! He walked over that old deaf boy and put his fingers in his ear and said, Talithiai, come I! And the scripture said it had to be interpreted. Be open! Hey, y'all, Talithiai, come I! I could find that guy.
Amen.
He must be hiding somewhere.
Thank you, Father. Glory, 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 glory.
What a crazy house.
Blessed.
You would never think to be that crazy, would you, Richard? Sure. Well, that's the way Richard runs. Are you wait upon the Lord that you're running, not be weary. I'm running for Jesus. Ain't got tired yet. Glory! Didn't take you long to do what I called for, did you? Why? Why? Why did it take you long? Because when you got there, I was waiting on you. I said, boy, I'm kind of weak. Please put that plug in. It didn't take 30 seconds. Then I was strong. So, let the weak say I'm strong. I'm strong. I said, put that plug in there, boy. But first, I had to admit that I was weak. If you heard me call, if anybody heard me call, heard me say, I need a strong young man. Now, there's no way, Paul would have showed up. He's not a young man, right? Now, I tell you what, Owen, how old are you, Owen? This guy is strong. I watched him move the piano the other day by himself. I tried to help him, I couldn't help him. He's strong. What were you trying to do with the piano? Oh, well, okay, but I mean, what were you trying to do in the end? He was trying to line it up. He didn't want it too far from the wall so someone could fall down behind it. Boy, you people, I can't even talk plain to you. You sit there, your mind is so... What's wrong with... Why are we so willingly ignorant?
Hallelujah.
For this, they are willingly ignorant that by the word of God, willing, my God, willingly ignorant.
Amen.
The water of the gen was in the earth, out of the earth, by the word of God.
Amen.
God said, I'm going to speak to the waters,
yes,
and they're going to flow out of the ground.
Hallelujah.
Come down from above.
Glory.
Yes.
Amen. Glory.
This rain coming down from above wouldn't have been enough.
Hallelujah.
You people are really something, boy. That blankness in your eyes. No wonder you don't see the Holy Ghost. You don't understand. Yeah, we were having a service and we were talking about it. Brother Neil was here. And out under the tent, after service, we were eating. And we got on the subject of the Holy Ghost. So I picked out a little boy. You know, I took a little child. And I showed him how the little boy could receive the Holy Ghost. So I prayed for the little boy to receive the Holy Ghost, and then I began to talk in tongues. And I talked in tongues until he started talking in tongues. See, I was giving him utterance. And they spake as the Holy Ghost told them what to say.
Yes.
I'm giving you utterance. I'm giving you an act of your will. And they, you can do it. You can do it. You can do it, Phil. Now you can do it, Paul. You can do it. I heard them all.
Hallelujah.
Hibaka Bahasandai.
Glory.
Rila Mashikaya. Shakama Babatanda Bahaya. Oh, Babashila Babakaya. But they heard them. Now you're being filled. You're being filled. Glory be to God. My cup is full and running over. I'll take care of your back. Talking sign language.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
How old are you? I got you beat, you know, by 10 years.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
I've had them people bring me 2 of these down to my place. I never use them.
Hallelujah.
I never use them.
Amen.
I got a cane hanging on my... I don't use it.
That's right. Amen.
So what I do use... is my helper. Help!
Hallelujah.
Hey, he's your helper.
Yes.
Help!
Help!
I need help to shout. Brother Neil got so mad at me, he went to all the communities. Said he told them young people how to talk in tongues. I sure did.
Amen.
Yeah, I gave them utterance.
Yes.
Yes.
And then little children, no
yes.
problem at all. I started talking some crazy word, they just said the same thing. And the next thing they go, I wonder why they called Paul a babbler. What's this babbler saying? he babbled.
Thank you, Lord.
The best place to talk about Babylon is when you're babbling. He babbled.
Yes.
So I spoke to the Jew, I became a Jew.
Amen. Amen.
When I preach to the black folk, I talk black language.
Yes.
Yeah, boy. Hey, brother. Come on, yeah, come on, yes. Wow, he's one of us. I wish you should all speak with tongues.
Thank you, Father.
Once. I wish you should all speak with tongues.
Yes.
You'll never cuss in that tongue. You'll never grumble in that tongue. You'll never murmur in that tongue.
Amen.
All you can do with that tongue is praise the Lord.
Hey.
So let's just praise the Lord.
Hey.
Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed?
Yes.
That's another point. Because everybody tries to tell you that when you get saved, that's when you receive the Holy Ghost. That's not so.
Right.
You receive the Spirit in measure.
Yes.
When you receive the Holy Ghost without measure,
yes,
you get full.
Yes.
Wow!
Yes.
They won't respond, John. What's wrong with this house? And right there, you don't receive the Holy Ghost when you believe. Paul found certain disciples that received the Spirit in measure.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Man being Christ, he's a new creature. So he received the Spirit in measure.
Yeah.
But if you can get filled with the Spirit, now you have the right to exercise that right and become a son of God.
Oh,
yeah. Wow! Where are you going to wear me out, God? The first problem I would deal with, he came over here. I was working in the garage, and he came walking around the front of the motel. Nobody else there. I walked up to him and I greeted him. So I got something I need to talk with you about. Okay, I said, but I'm busy right now. You go out and sit out front. When I'm ready, I'll come and talk to you. You know, when God's ready, he'll talk to you.
Oh, yes.
He may not come when you want him to talk to you, but when he's ready. First, he got to get you ready. He wants to get you ready when you hear him say, here I come. Ready or not. Yeah, I'm ready. I don't know why you folks just insist on that drawback spirit. What do you expect us to do? I give you directions all the time.
Hallelujah.
You ain't got the Holy Ghost, Ralph. Man, I feel so good. What do you mean? You got to speak with tongues. That's it, huh? Yeah, I'll be back.
Glory.
I went back night after night, went through that good feeling over and over again, but I didn't speak with tongues. But when I did get the Holy Ghost, had nothing to do with feeling.
Yeah.
I didn't care how they felt or how I felt.
Yeah.
I was just full.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Hey, it bubbled.
Hallelujah.
It, like fire shut up in my bones. Every time I start preaching, y'all, I get full of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And it's just like fire in my bones.
Amen.
I feel like leaping and shouting and praising God. Well, I don't believe in putting on. I do. I believe in putting on. But you can't put on the new man. So you put off the old one.
Oh, yeah.
So put off that old man. The one that makes you tired and weary and wears you out. And put on that new man, which is created after righteousness and truth. Why'd you hear it? Righteousness and true holiness.
Hallelujah.
You mean there's a false holiness?
Glory, yes. Hallelujah.
A true testimony. You mean there's a false testimony?
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A true child of God.
Amen.
You mean it's a false one?
Yes.
A true prophet. Does that mean it's a false one?
Yes.
Maybe if I use more discretion, I wouldn't call myself a prophet. You mean there's false gods? Well, how would you know? Because it's a true one.
Yes, Lord.
And you should know the truth. Then you won't follow the false god.
Amen.
False, I won't tell you about the one you don't know about.
That's right.
The unknown God. I'm glad you go. Y'all know the God, but you don't know him. I want to tell you about that unknown God. Him you ignorantly worship. That's the one I tell you about. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The true God, the living God, the righteous God, the coming God, the great God. They asked Jesus, who are you? He said, I am.
Yes.
I am what? I'm God.
Yes.
I'm your Savior. I'm your Deliverer. I'm your strength.
Yes.
I'm your health.
Yes.
I'm your life.
Yes.
I am what I am.
Yes.
Now that I know, after 87 years, I know what I am.
Yes.
I'm saved by God's grace.
Yes.
I'm washed in the blood. Don't believe. Does that make my believing in vain?
No.
I've dealt with a lot of believers who turned out to be unbelievers. See, I know the difference between believing and unbelief.
Amen. Amen.
All you people out there that tuned in, be filled with the Spirit. All over the world. See, he lied again. He's going to come. I wonder if you receive me. Well, come on, let's see.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
Don't have to, do I? You know why? Because he won't receive me. Come on, Shorty. Receive the prophet.
Amen.
Well, now, I'm not sure you're the prophet. Then don't receive me.
That's right.
The prophet.
A.
Not A.
No.
The. Oh boy, isn't this something? A real live, this is the real live prophet.
Hallelujah! Glory!
He was dead and buried,
hallelujah,
and God raised him from the
dead. Glory! Glory! Yes, Lord! Hallelujah!
I serve a risen Savior.
He's in my heart today. I know.
I'm sorry. I'm the leader. That's why I learned to preach the message of tongues. Why I speak with tongues.
Amen.
Who speaks with tongues?
Amen.
When do we speak with tongues?
Hallelujah.
And why?
Yeah.
Why don't you get the tape and listen to it?
Hallelujah.
It's in that tape where I say, talk that Jesus talks. This tongue people think they're special people. I'm rich. I speak with tongues. I've seen speak with tongues and raise hell. I seen two black sisters in New York with their little wigs on as they covered their heads, and they had their little white dresses on as they were helping us down front. But one came from the Bronx and the other one came from Brooklyn. And when you came, when Epley went to Brooklyn, the ones that were in Brooklyn supposed to help them. And the ones from the Bronx, they, but then, see, you're not even on a spot, you're not even following me. And them two sisters were down there helping Epley, and they were catching the people they fell, and they were showing it out. And all of a sudden, they started pushing each other away. And they started fighting. You ain't supposed to be here. I'm from Brooklyn. You're from the Bronx. And they were fighting, pulling each other's wigs off, talking in tongues. The devil talking tongues.
Yes.
The devil shout.
Yes.
The devil serve.
Yes.
The devil's praise.
Yes.
The devil's worship.
Yes.
You better get some discernment.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father. Thank
you. That's what I have.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise thy name, O God. Hallelujah.
You know, some years ago, I very kindly said to you folk, I don't want to be living with you in the tribulation. And since we must go through tribulation.
Must. Amen.
And you don't want to go through it. The trial of your faith.
Precious.
Amen.
Much more precious than gold that perishes. Yes.
Can't even buy it.
See. Amen. Amen.
Holy Ghost. A gift from God.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you,
Lord. To an undeserving people.
Yes. Undeserving.
Yes.
And he gives it to you.
Yes.
And unwraps it.
Yes.
And shows you how to use it.
Yes.
Glory. 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 Amen.
And some of you folks, instead of taking that as a word of encouragement, you say,
right.
Oh, I'm rich.
Mm.
I'm increased with goods. You see, you everybody know why I keep saying that? Because you folk don't believe the way I read it to you. I'm saved. I'm rich. I'm saved. I'm sanctified. I'm saved. I'm rich. I'm increased with goods. I know a whole lot. I don't need anything. I don't need anybody to teach me.
Glory. Oh, yes, Lord. How
do I get born again? Why, you must be born again. How do you... You're a teacher and you don't...
Yeah.
You ask a stupid question?
Right.
Do I have to go back to my mom as well? See. Teach me how to do that. Old Nicodemus, bless his heart.
Yes.
At least he had enough courage to come by night.
Yes.
But he did come.
Come to Jesus.
Come to Jesus just now. He will save you. He will save you. He will save you just now.
Sister Burgess,
Lord,
save me. To make sure. Jesus, I want to be sure you can save me. Save me. Did he save Peter? He got up in the boat with him. When he got in the boat with Peter, he got in the boat with all the other guys. So come on, get on board, Lord.
Yes.
Boy, oh boy. I got so many things that come to my mind. Why do I speak with tongues? Because Jesus did.
Amen.
Why do I speak with tongues? Because the Bible prophesied we should speak with new tongues.
Yes.
Why do I speak with tongues? Because Paul said, I wish you all speak with tongues. Yes. It has been clearly identified by practice, by proposition,
yes,
by message, that God wants you and I to speak with tongues. Now, do all speak with tongues? No. That was referring to the gift of tongues. Do all speak with tongues and give a message? No. No. And if you do have the gift of tongues and there's no interpreter, then you don't speak. Keep quiet. But when you worship, everybody can talk. Everybody. Loud voices, quiet voices. Remember the sister crying for the quiet Holy Ghost? Be quiet. You never pray in quiet?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
A lot of times I just sit there and talk in tongues inside of me.
Yes.
They're quiet.
Yes.
Well, I don't know how to help you, folks. You won't let me leave you.
Hallelujah.
You just won't. I don't know why. Well, I do know why. He won't let me lead him, prophet. And I know why.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Remember what David said, why?
Oh, bless you.
It was David that made that confession,
yes,
not the prophet.
Amen.
What confession did he make?
Glory.
Well, are you going to say it or are you going to mumble it?
He said, Lord, an occasion of blaspheme.
Hallelujah.
I've given my enemies occasion.
Yes.
Because of my failure, because of my sin.
Yes.
So they use that against me.
Yes.
To say I don't have to believe them or listen to them.
Hallelujah.
Boy, are you strong. Rebellion makes you strong, doesn't it?
My Lord.
Fellas just sit right there. His wife and I got along real well.
Amen.
He made one damn statement while I was in the prison house. And I know it was him. He ain't going to touch my wife's breast no more. Well, he don't have to worry about that.
Amen. That's right.
Oh, Christopher's going to worry about him touching his wife's breast.
That's right.
He can't even touch her.
Right.
Not her breast. That doesn't mean he's not touching breast, though.
Yes.
Has every Christopher talked about what he liked about women? He talked about their breast.
Amen.
He would talk right to me.
Yeah.
Huh?
Amen.
Okay.
Well, he can't touch them no more. Both those men's wives died with cancer of the breast.
Yes.
Now, Margaret was different. When she let me know she had cancer of the breast, she said, you want to see him? Sort of cool my desire. Kind of ugly place.
Yeah, it is.
But what a beautiful spirit.
Yes, brother.
Hallelujah.
Yes, brother.
Not by might, And I say, you don't know what spirit you're of.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Boy, you. What a spirit. What a spirit. If you don't submit, you got a spirit of rebellion. And if I go any further with this morning, I'll have you mad at me. Strip yourself. Expose them little titties. Oh, you can do it without taking your clothes off.
Amen.
Heart. Boy, are we so offended. Huh?
Amen.
Wow, she ain't quiet. The world knows the power of the titties. They don't advertise nothing without putting a woman on her showing her tits.
Everywhere.
Come on. Hey, that never drew your attention, right?
Yep.
You?
Oh, yeah.
Baby. Oh, yeah.
Not you.
Oh, Lord.
It's me.
It's me, oh, Lord. It's me, oh, Lord.
That's what I like so much about Dame Marotta. How faithfully he worked to that woman.
Yes.
The woman that bore his children.
Hallelujah.
And one day Margaret called me in there and said, Brother Stair, forgive me. And David too.
Yes.
Because they thought I was hitting on their daughter.
Amen.
And their daughter was a pretty little girl. In fact, when they died, if any folk remember, we weren't sure that they were going to come to the funeral. And when they did come, they come with a brother or something, brother-in-law, who tried to take me down. Because the little girl had told me I tried to hug her. Well, now if she'd let me hug her, would I try?
Amen. Amen.
We go. Both Margaret and David asked for forgiveness for the way they treated me with that. When are you folks going to start seeking forgiveness for the way you treat me?
Oh, my Lord, no.
Well, it doesn't make no difference how we treat you. How about that look you give me? How many times was he fussing at you? Because all of a sudden I got a look coming out of your face. And boy, you got all right to have a smile on your face.
Yes,
now don't forget it.
Because
you've been that spirit soon forget.
Thank you, Lord.
He that sits on a circle of the earth. She'll laugh. Have him in derision. Because let's see if we can't find some way to get against that prophet. Let's see if we can't find something to come against him with. Now, Holy Ghost, you shall receive power or knowledge. For knowledge will set you free. Because the knowledge of the truth. I'm not a child molester. I'm not a predator. I don't harm any woman or any man.
That's right.
Oh, where'd you come from? And week after week and day after day, I do this. I act like a plain old fool. I wonder where those cops are. Why not get them here? Give you a phone. If you don't call director, call to that one. Talk to that one. Then that one talks.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Where's Brother Stair at? Oh, there you are. Have any children here? So we had three complaints telling us that children are here. Yeah. From where? From here.
Hallelujah.
Somebody here says.
Glory.
Says there's somebody over there and son over there. But they're not here. And they took my word for it.
Yes.
We can ask him, he'll tell us the truth.
Amen.
Amen.
And they were all filled
Hallelujah.
With the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And they began to magnify God
Amen.
And glorify God.
Amen.
And they went everywhere.
Yes.
Oh, Sister Matthews, can I get in bed with you? You're in bed all the time.
Thank you, Father.
Boy, that woman amazes me. She lives to hear the prophet, and then lives because she hears the prophet.
Amen. Amen.
We give her some life. My words, they are spirit, and they are life. Yours in Christ Jesus, Brother Stair, from Browns Hill, England, a loving brother, Sister Matthews, and family.
Hallelujah.
Pray that this lockdown will be broken to let the saints come. Now, there's no reason for folks not to be here this week.
Right.
They could have traveled.
Sure.
And we'll practice social distancing. We'll keep myself separate from the world. We don't want no social disease. You know, like gonorrhea. We've been practicing social separation for years. We don't socialize with the world. No, we don't. And if you folk are having so much convenience working with the world, something wrong with you.
That's right.
You taking the wrong choice. When you can work with unbelievers or and they deceive you to make you think they're believers, boy, are you deceived.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Uh-oh. I wish you all get filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And follow Jesus. Elijah, lama sabachthani. I got to talk to the Spirit of God. And to do like talking to the Spirit.
Yes.
That's what he was doing.
Yes.
When you talk in the Spirit, you're talking to God.
Yes.
He understands.
Yes. Amen. Thank you, Father. Yeah.
No understanding. When you're talking in tongues, Spirit tongues, the devil understands. There he does. You want to make the devil flee? Talk in tongues.
Amen. Hallelujah.
He says, I don't understand what's going on here. So all you're getting, that's some understanding what the Spirit's saying. Boy, you people, you stand here hour after hour. And then you'll complain because I preach too long, but you don't receive this. I know it's cutting words, meant to be cut out, but not to cut off.
Thank you, Lord.
You don't need cut off. You're gonna prune this tree.
It's
gonna cut deep. Cut out them grub worms. Lord bless you. Be filled with the Spirit now. Walk in the comfort of the Holy Ghost. Lord bless you. And so on. And really, I'm telling you this again. So we invoke, I'm telling you, the Christians are supposed to be Christians here are absolutely wrong as far as God's concerned. And you see, the name of God is being blasphemed because of the inconsistency of practicing true Christianity. Come out from among them. Stay away from them. Turn away from them. Jesus said, let them alone. The blind lead the blind, and they both fall into the ditch. Because God tells us. So we invoke